This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. Our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know, continues. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Brad.
Our focus this week was still on the pandemic and politics, but at least briefly, we were distracted by a winter storm.
It was expected to be a big one. We heard there could be 1 to 2 feet of snow here in the Lehigh Valley. It ranged, really came out to like about 7 to 12 inches. That's what I heard from most spots. And happily, few major incidents or power outages, although folks are certainly in my neighborhood still digging out today. The snowfall totals did double what we had last year, but there wasn't much snowfall last year to speak of.
And for December, when I spoke to a meteorologist, Jonathan O'Brien from the National Weather Service, he said, really, most of our snowfall is in January and February here in the Lehigh Valley. So it was at least double our average for December snowfall.
Now, while the Lehigh Valley got out of the storm mostly unscathed, there was a major accident on I-80 near Lock Haven in central PA, and sadly, 2 fatalities, multiple injuries from that wreck that happened at the height of the storm yesterday.
It was really all about staying off the roads. We also had some great news about the pandemic, and that was the first vaccinations here in the Lehigh Valley.
And what an emotional moment that was, from a UPS truck arriving at St. Luke's and healthcare workers cheering the arrival of the vaccine, to the first shot administered via Facebook Live by LVHN. A critical care nurse was the first frontline healthcare worker to get the shot there. It was a moment after 10 months of difficulty, rising case counts, and deaths. It was a rare moment of hope and joy this week with what felt like a light at the end of the tunnel for the pandemic.
It just seems like we've lived with the pandemic now forever, even if it has been less than a year, but it's been so rough and so wonderful to see this much anticipated moment actually happening yesterday.
You know, I think you're right about that, Brad. And I think it's important to stop and notice these historic moments when they happen, even as we really would be remiss if we didn't give out the caution that the pandemic isn't over yet. You know, health officials are saying, wear your mask, social distance, we're at the height of a surge. The beginning of the end is in sight, but if everyone is smart, there don't have to be as many deaths and cases this winter.
Yeah, it's been dramatic because as we watch public health officials, they are also filled with this optimism of the news of the vaccine. But if you watch them carefully, and you and I do, you see how concerned they are about the winter ahead and how far we still have to go before we're really through this pandemic and out the other side.
Mm-hmm.
There's also politics. And the big news was that the electors met in Pennsylvania and around the country. And in fact, the big news was there was no really big news. Everything went just about as it was expected to go.
It's really been a week of historic moments, and there's so much news has happened. It feels like that was almost last week. Electors met in Pennsylvania. It was a really formal and ceremonial event. It was, as you said, uneventful. There were some terrific speeches touching on women's suffrage and the historic nature of Kamala Harris's election to the vice president's office. You know, in the context of the most tumultuous election I think any of us have ever seen, it was somewhat of a relief, I think, to see a calm and solemn, you know, procedural event. And there was a sense of joy and relief from the participants that was really palpable.
If nothing else, it made us all focus on the structure that undergirds democracy and maybe appreciate it more and perhaps see its weaknesses as well. Looking forward on that score, we have Congress counting and certifying the election on January 6th, which is still 3 weeks away, and Biden to be sworn in on January 20th, 2 weeks after that. So even though normally this would be a very quiet period in politics, it's never a quiet period in politics under the Trump administration. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens next.
And Brad, we'll have all of the latest headlines and breaking news throughout the week, and you and I can talk about it next Friday.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. Stay with WLVR News and WLVR.org for all the news that affects the Lehigh Valley.